This is Fresh Air. Over the summer, you may have heard a catchy little song called Chaise Longue. It's been streamed more than 5 million times on Spotify. It was the debut release from Wet Leg, two women in their mid-20s from the Isle of Wight who've come out of nowhere to become indie rock's newest obsession. The band has just released its debut album, also called Wet Leg, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's full of clever entertainment.
I need to lay down, only just got up. I feel so uninspired, I feel like giving up. I feel like someone has punched me in the guts, but I kinda like it cause it feels like being in love.
In the song that opens their debut album, the duo called Wet Leg describes being in love as like taking a punch in the gut. And these two young women spend the next 11 songs proving they really take romance hard, but not always seriously. The outstanding example of this is their breakout hit, Chaise Longue, an instantly catchy song that's either a sustained bit of risque double entendre or a sweet feat of silly stream of consciousness.
Mommy, Daddy, look at me. I went to school and I got a degree. All my friends call it the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. 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 I went to school and I got the big D. Is your muffin buttered? Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin? Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you, over there, on the chaise longue in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down? You should be horizontal now.
Wet Leg hails from the Isle of Wight. Rhiann Teasdale sings lead and plays rhythm guitar. Hester Chambers plays lead guitar and supplies harmony backup vocals. A couple of years ago, they decided to take their friendship to a professional level via songs with a post-punk drive. Indeed, the songs are driven less by the couple of chords per song Chambers plays on the guitar than by Teasdale's vocals. Those are notably expressive, given the fact that she also does her best to convey a certain poker-faced blankness. Wet Leg writes casually but explicitly about sex, which is important to them, even if the guys are frequently annoying or worse. In the song Loving You, Teasdale makes it clear that post-breakup, she doesn't want to be friends and she doesn't want to be mature about it. She really just wants him to get lost. At their best, Teasdale's soaring soprano floats above Chambers' rumbling guitar riffs to achieve a pleasing tension, whimsy that barely disguises underlying anger or frustration. I like the leap of thought it took these women to express how terribly mediocre a boyfriend has turned out by musing that this fellow must be a grave disappointment to his mother.
When I think about what you've become,
let's go.
At this point in their career, we don't know whether Wet Leg is a band with staying power or a very good feminist novelty act. But this debut does prove that Teasdale and Chambers possess the instincts of canny entertainers, ones who already know how to hook you in to their prickly, raunchy, witty way of looking at the world.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new album Wet Leg by the duo Wet Leg. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be actor Adam Scott. He's appeared in the TV series Parks and Recreation, Big Little Lies, Party Down, and the film Step Brothers. He now stars in the critically acclaimed Apple TV Plus series Severance, about a man who gets a chip inserted in his brain designed to separate his work life from his home life. The series finale drops this week. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. Angelica.